that bears no fruit. Well, every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not remain in me, he is like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burn. My command is this: love each other as I loved you. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, Jesus Christ is the true vine. Amen. He says, Jesus said, I am the true vine. Hallelujah. Amen. Repeat after me. Jesus is the true vine.
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 Meaning that there are other vine, but they are not true. See, Jesus says, I am the true vine. And Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. And Jesus says, no one comes to the Father except through me. Why did he say that? John 14:6. Can you give us a sister? John 14:6. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father, which means Father God, except through me. Now, he sounds so selfish, isn't it? Because he says, I am the only way. I am the only life. 6. Okay, let's read it together. Begin. Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. Hallelujah. There are two thoughts about this verse. Whether Jesus is crazy, because he says, I am the only way. Not I am a way, one of the ways, but I am the way, the only way to Father. And I am the truth, and I am the life. So whether he is crazy, he's a lunatic, or he is true what he says he is. And I believe Jesus Christ is true, because he proved it through the death and the resurrection and through ascension, and he came back as the Holy Spirit. And Holy Spirit is in you, is in me. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit is in this place. And that's why he is the true vine. Let's go back to the scripture. That's why he says, I am the true vine. And we are the branches. So, there was a time when we were cut off from that true vine. We were the branches, but we were cut off. Okay? When sin came in through first Adam, he committed sin, and we became sinners because we are the line of Adam. He's our ancestor. Of an entire human being. So we got cut off from the true vine. When we were cut off, what we were receiving was not the life. We were receiving death. We were receiving poison. We were receiving jealousy. We were receiving hatred. We were receiving fear. We were receiving all these things of this world, of the flesh, of the devil. So we were condemned. And we were hopeless and helpless. But praise the Lord, Jesus Christ came in the flesh, he died for us, for our sins on the cross, and he rose again from the dead. Therefore, anyone who believes in Jesus Christ, now God picked us up, the branches that was helpless, hopeless, but he put us together, connected to the true vine. And now we are connected. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are connected. If you believe, that means you are connected to the true vine. That means you are connected to Jesus Christ, and you are receiving his life, you are receiving his love, you are receiving every source of who he is, the nature of who he is. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We are connected. You and I, we are connected to the true vine. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay. What is life? Let me just talk about what is life. What is the purpose of life? What is your life's purpose, my life's purpose? There's only one purpose in life, and that is to bear fruit. That's what the Bible says. John chapter 15, to bear fruit. Now, do you know the grapes, fruit? Have you seen the vine? Did you see the vine?
Yes.
Okay. Is there a beautiful flower on the vine or not? No. What about the vine, the trees? Can you use it for the building the buildings?
No.
No. It's very crooked and it's not nice. It's not straight. It's kind of ugly actually. The vine is not tall, but it goes to the side way and then it just goes. So it has no flower. It's not really useful for the buildings. Building the architect. So, what is used for? The vine is useful for only one thing. Only one thing is to bear fruit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's only useful for one thing, and that is to bear fruit. You and I, our life's purpose is to bear fruit. Our destination is to bear fruit. And at the end of your life and my life, God will come and count how many fruits you have. Hallelujah. That will make your life what's meaningful. Okay? So fruitful life, Bible says, we will glorify the Father. Fruitless life, like a branch that has no fruits, what's going to happen? It will be thrown away and then it will be withered. And people just get it and put it in the fire. So that's meaningless. That's miserable life, isn't it? So, what is miserable life? What is meaningful life? Bible clearly tells us today. When you bear fruit, your life will be meaningful. You will glorify the Father. You will live an abundant life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you don't bear fruit, then your life is meaningless. So what is the fruit he's talking about? Well, Galatians chapter 5, we know very well about the fruit of the Holy Ghost. What are the fruit of the Holy Ghost? Do you remember? Anybody remembers? What are them?
Love,
come on, repeat after me. Love,
joy,
peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness. Hallelujah. Those eight fruits of the Holy Ghost. So God is interested in us bearing fruit. Bearing fruit. Hallelujah. So let's say, come, Joseph, come. I'll show you. I will illustrate so you can easily understand. Okay. Brother Joseph comes and he messes up with me, okay? He messes with me. He does wrong thing to me. He curses, he condemns, he gossips, and he harasses me. He bothers me, okay? So, go ahead. I think you would do better.
No, okay. Pastor, I don't like what you are doing. I hate you.
Oh, I'm hurt. Oh, that hurt me so bad. More.
I hate you.
He looks so cute when he says, I hate you. You know, by nature, his face is so gracious and so loving. He said, oh, Pastor, I hate you. Oh, it's okay. Thank you. Anyway, let's say he really hurt me, huh? With words and with action, with backbiting, you know, back stabbing, whatever, right? Listen. So what's going to happen? This is this exact situation where now I have a chance to bear the fruit of forgiving. Hello? If I don't have a brother who bothers me, who hurts me, how do I have a chance to exercise my forgiveness? Hello? Did you get it? So your brother or sister who hurts you, then what are you going to do? You say, praise the Lord, hallelujah, praise the Lord, because God has given me a chance, opportunity to exercise my Christ-like forgiveness. When I forgive, then what? I'm bearing the fruit of forgiveness. Hallelujah. That's what it's talking about, bearing the fruit. It's talking about Christ-like characters. You have your enemies, you have chance now to demonstrate and to bear the fruit of love. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. If there's a person here does not fit together with me, come, Toki. I I love him, right? I always talk with him, I always like him, yeah? Right? And he's just not my style. He's like this, the t-shirt, and the way how he folded, The long hair and long sleeve here. What do you call this? Sleeve? Sideburn. Yeah, sideburn. So I don't like the way he is and the style. Huh? Okay? So he walks in the church door. It's not my style. What do you do? You're not my style. You go sit over there. I go over there. I just hang out with the people that I like. Do you see? God sees now. God sees you. Huh? He's not my style, but what do I do? I exercise the fruit of understanding, the fruit of acceptance. Hallelujah. Although you're not really my style, you are my brother in Christ. Hallelujah. Regardless of your style, regardless of your background, regardless of your color, regardless of your language, your taste, whether you like kimchi or not, I don't care. You're my brother in Christ. Hallelujah. Therefore, I learn to accept as he is. I understand as he is. Amen.
Amen.
That's the fruit of acceptance. Comes out of love. That's a branch of love. What love is. Hallelujah. Amen. Church, are you getting it? What God cares, what God wants to see from you is fruit. Okay, next. So how to bear fruit? How to bear fruit? That's the question, okay? All right, this afternoon I'd like to share with you how to bear fruit. Number one, let's read together. Begin. By? Amen. By overflowing of life within. How do I bear fruit? Well, I need to be connected with Jesus. If you want to bear the fruit of Jesus, then you have to be connected with Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
If you are connected with the devil, now I don't want that to happen, okay? But if anybody is connected to the devil, then they will bear fruit of the devil. If they're connected to the world, they will bear the fruit of the world. If they're connected to the flesh, they'll bear the fruit of the flesh. But if you're connected to the Son of God, Jesus Christ, you will bear the fruit of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. This is what it means by overflowing of life within. Now, what is life? Now, I think I shared this before, last Sunday. What is life? What is life? What is life? Do you remember? Is cat life? Is dog life?
No.
It's bird life?
No.
It's fish life? No. Huh? Hello, Asa? Do you remember? What is life? Whatever that is eternal, that's life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
All that is not eternal is a shadow of the real reality. Okay? Shadow is there of the shadow is there to point to the reality. You understand? If you see the shadow of my being, okay, my body, you see the shadow. That shadow points to the reality. You understand? So all those life on this earth, the bird, the fish, the animals, all those are the shadow of a real life. And the real life, it has to be eternal. And who is eternal life? Jesus Christ. Because Jesus Christ says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus Christ is the life, and He's the only life. Hallelujah!
Amen.
So if you have Jesus, then you have eternal life. If you have Jesus, then you have life. That's what it means. Okay, vine. Do you remember? Okay, let's go back to the idea of vine. Vine and the branches, okay? It's the life relationship. Vine is alive. It has a life, and you have branches. If you're connected with the vine, then you are receiving Jesus' life. We call it organism. Versus organization. Church is not organization. Hello? Church is organism. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We're not organization. Okay? Religions are organization. Because there's no life. Because only Jesus Christ is life. Now, vine and the branches, we're talking about life to life relationship. Okay? We're not talking about fake flower. We're talking about the real flower. And although it's small, if there's a life, then it's real flower. Do you like to have real flower or fake flower?
Real flower.
But people are so used to have fake flowers these days, they cannot discern whether it's the fake flower is better or real flower is better. They're confused. You understand? I want to tell you today, real flower is better. Amen.
Amen.
Because fake flower might have more fragrance because they add all this chemicals and other fragments, but the real flower is much better. Why? It has life. Hallelujah. Amen. Okay, next. Number two. Go. Okay. Number two, mutual abiding. Let's read verse 5. Ready? Ready? Begin. I am the vine.
You are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing.
Hallelujah. Okay. I am the vine. You are the branches. If a man remains. Now there's the word if. You have to pay close attention to the, every word there. If a man remains in me and I in him. Now, you have to abide in Christ or he has to abide in you? Which comes first, according to this verse? Huh?
You abide in him.
You, right? Me, right? Because the Bible said, if a man remains in me, then I in him. And I in him. So, we have to actively participate to abide in Christ. Then he will abide in me, abide in you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What does this mean? We have to be active, not passive. Okay? Instead of saying, there's electricity flowing now in this room, right? The ceiling, electricity, everywhere, right? Okay, turn the light off. We'll do that demonstration one more time. Can you? Turn the light off. Okay, good. All right. So, do you believe there's electricity flowing in this room?
Yes. No.
You believe?
Yes.
Do you see electricity?
No.
That's it. It's all, the light is off, okay? Do you see electricity? No, you don't see electricity, right? But do you believe electricity is flowing here?
Yes.
So how do you encounter the light? How do you experience electricity? How do you encounter electricity? You have to?
Switch on
then. Okay. Ah, hallelujah! Amen! As soon as you switch it on, electricity came on. Amen! It's like this. Jesus Christ has done everything for you! In order for Jesus Christ to God to save you, God had to come to this earth in the flesh. Because we're all sinners, but some other person who has no sin had to die on our behalf. So God had no other ways but to for him to come to this earth in the flesh, and his name is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He came in the flesh. Hallelujah, we call it incarnation. He came in the flesh and he died on the cross for our sin, for yours and my sin. Past, present, future. All those sin has been bestowed upon the shoulder of our Lord Jesus Christ. And he died on the cross. And then right before the last breath, he said, Tetelestai. It is finished. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is finished. What's finished? Our sin, singular. The root of sin is finished. What's finished? Sins, plural. We sin with our words, with our mind, with our heart, with our deeds. All those sins is finished. What's finished? The death has been finished. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What's finished? Satan has been destroyed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The condemnation has been free, set free. We are set free from the curse of the enemy. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Everything has been finished. Everything has been done for you. And he rose again from the dead because he's the Son of God. Right? He died as a Son of Man, took our sins in the flesh, and when he died, he released the life that was in him. That resurrection life came to us. How? By through the Spirit. Because he ascended into heaven and he came back on the day of Pentecost. We call it Pentecost, the 50th day after the resurrection. He came again. He descended. Second time of Jesus coming. First time was in flesh. Second time he came as the Spirit. And when we say, Lord Jesus, I accept you, he comes into your being as a Spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus Christ, he has done everything. All we need to do is abide in him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
How do we abide in him? How do you be connected with him? How do we eat and drink and absorb everything of Jesus Christ? By coming to the church to worship. Amen.
Amen.
By coming to the early morning prayer and we pray. Amen.
Amen.
By opening the Bible and read and soak it and just receive it and observing it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus is there with you. Jesus is there 24 hours, 7 days.
Amen.
He's always there with you.
Amen.
And he's waiting. He's waiting on the door of your heart and he's knocking. Hello? hello, Sugi, hello. And the moment you say, yes, Jesus, I open my heart to you, He will come in. Hallelujah. Yeah. He will come in and He will eat with you. He will abide in you. And He will have a feast with you. Hallelujah. Yeah. This is what it means. Open your heart. God has done everything. And He wants to bless you. He wants to energize you. He wants to empower you. He wants to bless you. Amen. But if you don't open your heart, then God is waiting outside of your heart and He's just talking. Please open your heart because I have done everything for you. I am the vine. I am the true vine. If you need an eternal life, just come to me. Just hold my hands. Hold my hands and I'll give you eternal life because I am the eternal life. I am the life and the resurrection. Hallelujah. Amen. If you need peace, just stretch your hands. Hold me. You see, God's hand is always stretched out to you. Hold my hands. Hold my hands. You need peace? I am the peace. I am the Prince of Peace. You need life? I am the eternal life. Hallelujah. If you need the power, I am the power. You need healing? I am the healing.
Amen.
I am the healing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus says, by His wound, He was striped before He was crucified. Every stripe He got, it was for us. For our healing. So we have healing in Jesus Christ's name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
His hand is always stretched forward to you. Hold my hand for healing. All we need to do is just grab His hand. That's what it means for mutual abiding. Mutual abiding. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He wants to abide in you. But the question is, do you want to abide in Him?
Amen.
If you want to abide in Him and just hold His hand, He will come and bless you. He will come and energize you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Love this skit that Imran did. Imran. That who made that idea? I have no peace. I think that really it's okay, I'm just saying. I think that really speaks to all of us, don't we? Time to time in our life, we have no peace. Why? Why we have no peace? Because something else took the place of Jesus Christ. We try to replace the empty, the void in our heart with money, with power, with our own self, with our family, with something else. But you know and I know, nothing can satisfy your soul but Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because He is our Savior. He is our healer. He is our shepherd, one who died for us. And He is our eternal life. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
He has everything for you. What do you need? Talk to the person next. What do you need? What do you need? Huh? What do you need?
Jesus.
What the person next to you? Huh? Do you know the secret? If you have Jesus, you have everything.
Amen.
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 Amen. Jesus is all-inclusive Christ. In Christ is all things. Jesus says, all heavens and the earth, the authority of heavens and the earth has been given to me. In Christ there is authority of heavens and the earth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you have Jesus, you have everything.
Amen.
If you don't have Jesus and you're a millionaire, you have nothing.
Amen.
If you don't have Jesus Christ and you have a PhD degree and you have fame, you have reputation, you have nothing. Because Jesus Christ is the reality.
Amen.
Everything else is the shadow. Hallelujah. If we get the reality, then we have everything. Amen.
Amen.
And in Christ, there's all supply. Everything is there. Okay. Number one, life overflowing from within. Okay. Number two, mutual abiding. Number three, okay. We're sharing now today how to bear fruit. Number three. What do you guys say? Number three. Huh? Tiro. Okay, love one another. Verse 12. Read it together. Begin.
My command is this. Love each other as I have loved you.
Okay. Dear friends, do you love Jesus?
Yes.
If you love Jesus, say amen.
Amen.
If you love, you say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Lord Jesus.
Milan, raise your hand, raise your hand. Stand for a second. My brother Milan from Bangladesh, okay? Amen, amen. He came from Seoul not long ago to Ansan. You may be seated, you may be seated. And he's our Muslim brother. Now, this is what he told me, Milan. You've been to our church now, 1 year now? About 1 year, in between you're traveling, okay? This is what he told me. Pastor Paul, it is my mistake to go away from Overflowing Church and from you. We miss the love of Overflowing Church. And his wife, Tara, his daughter, Mitika, they're crying. We want to go back to Overflowing Church. Why? Because the love of God. We don't have everything, but we are connected to the vine. And we try our best to be the to be the pathway of God's love. We want to be the pathway. We want to be a way of God's love to flow to everyone that we meet. Although this is a small love, I believe Brother Milan and his family was touched by the love of God. Am I telling the truth? If I'm not, okay. This is what he told me. Brothers and sisters, I want our church to be known for love of God. I want our church, this community, to be the loving community. Hallelujah. As we love one another, this is what's going to happen. Jesus Christ will be shown. The world will know that we are disciples of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Where there is love, there is God. Because God is love.
Amen.
Hallelujah!
Amen.
To some of you, we are helping you with your visa and all the housing, you know. We want you to know. We try our best to support you, to help you, to pray for you. Only for one reason. Because we love Jesus. And we have received so much love from our Lord Jesus Christ. And it's here. And we would die if we don't give it to you. We would die if we don't share that love of Jesus Christ to the world. That is the only reason why we are helping you and serving you. Because we love you. Because God first loved me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me show you some demonstration now. I pray that this will be eye-opening for all of you. Are you ready? Delicious, great. Mmm, yummy. I give you after service. Free of charge. It's always free, you know that it's free, huh? Gospel is free, amen?
Amen.
You don't do anything to the gospel. God has done it everything. You just come and receive. You say amen and you receive and say thank you, Jesus. That's all you need to do. Amen?
Amen.
Religious people, they're always trying to do something to earn it. No, you can never earn it because it's too expensive. You cannot buy air. You cannot buy water. It's too expensive. You cannot buy Jesus. You just receive Jesus because it's the greatest gift from God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Look at this grape now. Jesus Christ is the vine and we are the branches. When it's full of fruit, isn't this beautiful? Yummy, looks good, delicious. Oh, you want to have grape looks like this, or you come here, you hold this. Be careful, don't let it fall. Your wrist will hurt a little bit, but you sacrifice. Okay. Compare. I should have done this at the Korean service. I didn't do this. This is much more revealing and great revelation. Which one is better?
Great.
Yolanda, you know. Which is better? This one is very small fruit. Now, remember, Jesus Christ is the vine and we are the branches, right? Let's say this represents the vine, not the branches, but Now, so few people are bearing fruit. Let's say Clint has a bear, one grape. Okay? Let's say Joseph is a one grape here. And then Imran is here. And the rest of us, no fruit. How does this look like? Does this, let me ask you, does this portray who Jesus Christ is?
No.
Does this portray who Jesus Christ is?
Yes.
It will. Hallelujah. Amen. You see, this is what God wants. God wants to express who He is because He is invisible. He needs someone who is visible to tell the world who He is. That He is loving God. He's not a judging God. He's not a condemning God. He doesn't enjoy. He doesn't have a joy of killing people. God never enjoys killing people. No! Where is that coming from? Satan! Satan is a liar. He's a destroyer. Clearly, John chapter 10 verse 10 says, a thief comes to kill and destroy. Jesus Christ has come to give a life and abundant life.
Amen.
Abundant life.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Not just a few fruit, but abundant fruit. And the Bible says, when you bear the abundant fruit, you will glorify the Father. Hallelujah. God does not want this. God does not want few people bearing fruit. No, God wants this. Bearing much fruit. All of us bearing fruit. Hallelujah. All of us bearing fruit. You know why? Because all branches are connected. If I am connected to the vine, Jesus Christ, then I am also connected to the other branches as well. Because we are all receiving the same life. We are also receiving the same power, same life from our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That's why we are connected. We are one body. You have to see this vision. Vision of Jesus Christ, the true vine, and vision of the one body. We are one. Amen?
Amen.
You raised her. Sorry, brother. Sorry, brother. I'll help you. See? This is a teamwork. Amen. This is a teamwork.
Woo!
Amen.
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 See? I'm holding him. I'm holding him.
Like Aaron?
And then my hand, my wrist will get tired too. Then Joseph comes along and then holds my wrist too. Come on, you come on. Yeah. Oh, very easy. Oh, so, so easy. Very light now. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The teamwork. The body of Christ. We are one family.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you cry, we cry together. If you are joyful, we laugh together. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you need help, we'll help one another. Why? Because we are one family in Christ.
Amen.
We all get the same life from Jesus Christ. Amen. Bible says there's one Lord, one Jesus, one God, one baptism, one Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
One family.
Amen.
We don't care what background you are. We don't care what color you are. We don't care what language you speak. Either you like kimchi or no, don't like kimchi. It doesn't matter. Thank you. That's for you. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
We represent. Look, we are not that many in this room, but I'll tell you something. We represent all nations living in Korea.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We represent. Come on, repeat after me. We represent.
We represent.
Louder. We represent.
We represent.
All nations in Korea.
All nations in Korea.
There are 206 nations living in Korea. We represent. We're a small group, we represent. Not only we represent all nations living in Korea, but we represent the kingdom of God.
Amen.
We represent our Lord Jesus Christ, who loves us so much. He crucified on the cross for our sins. Not only that, He rose again from the dead, and He proved that He is the Son of God. Hallelujah.
Amen,
amen to our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen,
amen to our highest God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Can you stand together with me and let's sing this song? Hallelujah. Just give me Jesus. Just give me Jesus. You are the highest God. Oh, nothing else. Amen. Raise your hand. Raise your hand. Just the one song together. Let's sing the chorus part. Give me Jesus.
Oh, Jesus, you are the...
You are the true vine. You are the true vine. And I am the branch. We are the branches. We will receive life from you today. We will receive peace from you. We will receive power from you. We will receive healing from you.
Give me Jesus.